Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Once again, we're back at you. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast, episode number 103.
We are just one episode away from doing this for 2 years.
Yeah, I'm Chris.
I'm Jason. Two years, man.
2 years. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Man, we've come a long way since then.
Here's a weird thing to think about.
Okay.
We're not even 2 years away from the next Camaro.
That's true.
You know, and if we say, you know, it's hard to believe it's been 2 years. It seems like just a, you know, not even half that. We started saying this way back when the Camaro production was announced of, you know, that the time is going to pass so fast. And there's a great example.
Well, it has.
Yeah, it absolutely has. That's another good thing.
Yeah. Oh man.
We're gonna cover some information and
misinformation.
It seems like there's more of one than the other out there.
Yeah.
Talk about some miscellaneous other things. A new feature.
Yeah.
New diecast car is in the works. God, woo-hoo. Can't get enough of those, can we?
Yeah.
I'm a glutton for punishment, just like you and I doing this for 2 years.
Yeah.
And maybe a site of the week or something.
Sounds good.
So, well, let's start it off by talk about misinformation.
Yeah, there's a lot of good information out there.
Which is great.
But there's also a lot of misinformation out there.
Which pisses me off.
Right. We need to address that.
Yeah. Where to start? I mean...
Well... I think if we start by saying, if you're visiting our 5th-gen Camaro forum on our website,
yes,
you're probably going to get good information.
Absolutely.
Every once in a while, there is some misinformation, but that will get filtered out eventually. Our forum is very well moderated.
We've got some good people that are in the know, not even including us, that really watch out for... things they gently, in most cases, correct misinformation.
Sure.
But there's just some bad ones out there, man, that I can't believe that are being circulated around without being squashed immediately. You know, not on our site, thankfully, because like you said, Chris, we don't take kindly, I guess, to that. We squash it immediately. We take care of it because we don't want misinformation. Misinformation hurts the whole project and the community as a whole.
Exactly. I mean, if... This, I think I saw posted, was it like last month or so? Someone jumped on and said, I spotted a new Camaro on the road.
Oh, yeah.
So they're out on the road now.
Yeah. I've read that there's actually several in many states.
Yeah. Could be in your local hometown.
Yeah, I've read that. I don't believe it.
No.
In fact, I know it ain't true.
In fact, the truth is there are no cars in the United States.
At least not that look like a Camaro.
Right.
They may be testing a component, and it's a component that you can't even see from standing outside the car or even under the hood.
Yeah.
You know?
However, the Challenger, on the other hand...
That's out there.
...is on the road.
Yeah, and that's probably another reason why it's going to be out sooner.
In the Detroit area, you see all sorts of stuff on the road.
Yeah. I think what Chris and I here are trying to say... is that don't believe what you read unless you read it on CamaroZ28.com.
Right.
We don't, you know. Somebody comes in, oh, yeah, you know, I was talking to my dealer. Mistake number one.
Everything that guy just says is bullshit.
Right. That's what you say when you talk to a dealer. You ask a dealer a question, he gives you an answer. You say that in your head because that's the case. Dealers don't know jack about cars.
Unless you get you know, the occasional honest one who will simply say, I'm sorry, we just don't have information yet.
Or they give you a general answer, but when they start saying, oh, yeah, well, you know, one of our, you know, lot jockey kids' dad works for GM, and he's got a supercharged convertible 2008 Camaro in his garage, but nobody's supposed to see it.
Or know about it.
Yeah, but because General Motors and dealers, they work hand-in-hand on testing vehicles.
Yeah.
Hell, he can't even fix a damn car right half the time. I don't know.
But that's just the type of information that's being put out there.
Yeah, that's no joke. I've seen it, you know. And
time and time again.
The good side is that people are anxious for information.
Sure.
You know, they're excited about the car. But don't let the facts get in the way of a good story.
Exactly.
Well, I got to remember that one. Oh, man. But sometimes I see it, I'm like... Oh, who is coming up with this crap?
I know. That could just be someone just, you know, screwing around with everybody.
Well, it
just
works
to get
because,
a, just to get a rise out of someone.
Yeah, but the bad part is that it works. You know, people go, oh my God, it's really good. It's going to have 800 horsepower and it's going to cost 16 grand. Factory wheelie bars. It's going to have 22-inch tall by 22-inch wide wheels.
Yeah.
Comes with tubs from the factory. Okay. I could go on for a day and a half. And
that's the type of misinformation we're talking about.
It's just stupid. So if you see it, I don't know. We should contact
Recall one instance of news that somebody posted.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what I'm going to say?
Yep. Go ahead.
That everybody rebuked.
Mm-hmm.
And it was found out to be true.
Yep. And a lot of people were eating crow, including myself.
Yeah.
And I had no problems admitting I was wrong.
And that was the Bumblebee Camaro.
That's right. The one that was there. Well, heck, that was actually fabricated, what, about 6 miles from where we're sitting right now?
Right.
Yeah. Everybody called BS because it was at the Saline building.
Right.
Or Saline, depending on what part of country.
Little did
you're
we
from.
Know.
Yep.
They're taking a GTO and converting it into a fifth gen car for the Transformers movie.
Hey, I manned up.
Yeah.
I apologize. Yeah. I said I was wrong, and I'm glad I was wrong because the movie wound up being great. But
yeah.
That's the one time out of dozens.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not believing anything until it's concrete, you know. I want to believe a lot of things out there, but I'm not going to.
No.
I'm no sucker. I'm no fool.
So what do you guys think about it out there? I mean, are you hearing a lot of rumors from your dealer? Are you getting a lot of misinformation on the street?
Are you stupid enough to talk to
And then come to
the
site and see if, you know, somebody else is posting the same thing? Let us know.
Yeah, here you go.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Yeah. Let us know what you think about the misinformation or good information out there. Oh. You can even tell us what you believe and don't believe based on what you read. We'd love to hear from you.
Yep.
Speaking of sharing information.
Yes.
Chris?
We got a little side project we've been working on for a little while.
Kind of a year. It takes us a while to get things actually out in the public. We're perfectionists.
Yeah. It's another site we started that's going to work in cooperation with our current site, CamaroZ28.com.
Yes.
It's called CamaroWiki.com. If you don't know what a wiki is, it's basically an online encyclopedia that all sorts of people can enter information into on a certain subject.
It's
multiple
like a
subjects.
Community-built online encyclopedia.
Exactly. And we started it.
I registered the domain name. We registered the domain names because we had put a couple. We weren't sure which one we were going to go with, what we were going to name it. But well over a year and a half ago.
It's been out there.
It's
been a while.
So we finally just said, hey, let's get this going because it's pretty empty right now.
Right. I added a few articles in there, but it's community driven, like you said.
It's up to you, the listener, just like our link section that we talked about before.
Yep.
It's up to you, the listener, to add your expertise.
Yep.
You can create a page and talk about things that you know about that's Camaro related. It's all about Camaro.
Right.
What's that address, Chris, before people get tired of listening to us?
www.camarowiki.com. CamaroWiki.
Not CamEro?
No. Or WICKI.
WIKI. It's actually kind of a hard concept for a guy like me to grasp. I couldn't figure it out when the first time I saw a wiki. I'm like, wait a minute. I, some unknown dude, can start editing pages. You know, but it's not defaceable. You can roll back changes if something happens.
Exactly. And there are pages that we have set that aren't editable. So people can't deface them.
Good.
Yeah.
Because we know you jerks out there. Jake Robb. Yeah, I'm talking to you, buddy. Dan Burke. Yeah, you're a vandal.
So it's open.
Yeah, it's open right now. It's actually been open for a while. We haven't talked about it too much.
It's in our link section. So go ahead and check it out.
You can edit a page. You can create a page. The one thing we probably ought to tell everybody, Chris, is that... you need a username and password.
Right. It's not integrated with the message board account.
We wanted to keep it that way, keep it separate, so there wasn't misinformation that bleeds through.
Right.
So check it out and contribute. It's that easy.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about if we go on to our site of the week?
Speaking of contributing,
Exactly.
We spoke about our new link section, which is called the links directory. It's at the top of the nav bar on the message board. And it's, again, one of those things where you, yes, you, Mr. Listener and you know, John Q. Public and all that crap, can edit your add your link, your club link, your personal link, whatever the case is. And that's where we pick from now on our site review. So, having said that,
I tell you what, I'll send you a lady for. I'll see what you got on the hood. This is a website. Why would it take for? Well, I'll take you for more than our website.
Yeah, in this age of digital homogeny, it's time for the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
Every signal the same as the next.
Website review.
Hot out of our new link section, we have fuelslut.net. We met these guys down in Orlando, Florida when we were down there, oh God, what, like 4 years ago or something? And they gave us that sticker?
Yeah, I still have my sticker. These guys are crazy.
They were a crazy bunch of guys, a fun club, and I believe it was leftover Chinese, put it in our link section.
What's his brother's name? You know, my shoe doesn't fit or something like that. Those guys are crazy. I don't know what it is about. Maybe it's just their name that I like, but they always stuck out in my mind as being some crazy dudes.
Yeah, so go check it out. They you know, have your forum and members directory. And if you're in the Orlando area, check them out. Crazy bunch of guys.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, man. Yeah, you know, fuel slut. Maybe I just like the name slut. Sluts. Maybe people go there looking for like garage porn. I don't know. But hey, stick a link in there. We'll talk about it. We'll promote it. Yeah. We'll make you famous. Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't tell you.
What?
I approved CamaroZ28.com diecast card number 2 yesterday.
Number 2?
Yeah, I'm stupid. I'm a glutton for punishment. I love work.
Hopefully you're going to give yourself a few months to recuperate from your shipping hell that you were in for the last month.
Yeah, they're all shipped out, and I think I have, honestly, 6 left. They're still for sale, but they're up for grabs, and that's going to be it. You know, there's not many left. Yeah, I'm going to give myself some time because, you know, there's production time and design time and everything, but I have designed the next car. Steven Whitaker, the same guy that did the 3D rendering for the Bring on a Storm video,
yep,
and the trading card that came in CamaroZ28.com diecast car number 1,
yeah,
is doing the 3D rendering for the card in number 2.
Okay.
He's privy to what the design is going to be like. It's not going to be black this time.
When are you going to release the information?
I don't know.
Wasn't it all set?
Yeah. It's out there. Okay. But I'm not going to take pre-orders until maybe... not even 8 weeks before the releases. I went way too early on the last one.
Okay.
Too much time had passed, and it was kind of, it was tough for the guys who paid their money to stay patient. You know, they're getting anxious to get their cars, and that's understandable.
As well as the people who moved.
Yeah, yeah. Without giving me their address, and I got to pay for shipping twice. Thanks, guys. Thanks a lot. I'd love to lose money. It's no big deal. It's part of the biz. I will say a couple things. I merged 2 previous Camaros into this one. There's a couple of design elements, I should say. A couple of little cues, and some are minor and some are major. One is from the 60s and one is from the 90s.
Really?
I will also say that the casting that this diecast car is going to be has not been done by this company yet. My car, the Camaro Z28.com car number 2, I guess we'll call it Series 2 or something like that, hasn't been made yet.
Oh, okay.
It'll be one of the first of this new style.
So you're going to beta test this mold?
I think it's going to be in the run with them, but when mine comes out, will be about the time that the regular ones come out too.
Okay.
It's kind of neat. A little bit of a twist that I didn't see coming, but I went with it and I like it. I'm happy with how it turns out, and I think everybody else will. I think this one's going to fly off the shelves or out of my basement, whatever the case is.
Cool.
I'm not telling anymore because you'll never guess. Wait till you hear what CamaroZ28.com diecast car number 3 is going to be about.
Oh boy, you're already planning 3?
And 4.
Oh, my God. You are a glutton for punishment.
In all honesty, it's a fun project to do. Because I get to make something cool. You know, I get to make my own car. And so far, everybody loves it. Haven't had one complain yet.
Is this run only going to be 1500 as well?
It's going to be exactly the same as last time, actually.
With the green machines, mm-hmm, too?
I'm gonna do the same thing. The only thing I'm not going to do is I think I may give out the free green machines with every 25th order, not every 25th car.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be a little easier to keep track of that way. Okay. But I'm still giving out free green machines. Those were cool. That was cool to every 25th car I'd go, well, this guy's gonna be happier when he opens this box.
Yeah.
So more details to come down the line. We got plenty of time and you're gonna hear me talking about it, so get used to it and get excited. All right.
Okay.
Are we out of time?
We are out of time.
Already. Well, I guess we'll be back next week for the 2-year mark.
Well, yeah. Yeah. So we will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Why don't you go tell your mom to shut up?